I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom.
We are moms with busy families and careers. Sometimes our lives get chaotic and crazy. We are lucky to have each other to lean on, laugh with, cry with, and sympathize with.
Join us each week as we talk about being moms and raising kids in the Treasure Valley, Idaho.
We're back. So this is actually our first podcast that we're recording after we launched our first one. So we actually pre-recorded a bunch.
How did you feel about the launch?
I thought it was interesting how many people actually listened. I mean, this was definitely something you and I kind of joked about doing
yes.
at 5 a.m. in the gym.
And then we've been talking about it a really long time and doing it a really long time.
Yeah, I think there was so much more to learn than we anticipated as well. But I was surprised, just putting it out on social media, how many friends I hadn't talked to in months, years, that text me and said they listened. I was like, oh.
I told Jennifer yesterday that actually people telling me that they listened made me more nervous because if nobody listened, nobody could judge me.
But that's kind of what I thought too. Like, oh, this is just for fun.
Mm-hmm. I hope we get a couple of people who listen to it.
Yeah.
And don't hate it.
I know. So then when people were listening, then I started to get a little bit nervous because I'm like, well, did you like it?
I know. Or... So this will be episode 8. And so I guess if people listen to episode 2, by the time we get to 8, we'll know. I don't know how that works. So today we just wanted to talk a little bit just about our feelings about launching the podcast, what the people around us have said. And then we have some questions we're going to ask each other so that you can get to know us a little bit better as moms and people.
Yeah, exactly. And like we said, it kind of just started out as an idea because we both talked about things we wish we had known when we moved here. And we said, oh, we should share things for people, and then it became things for moms, and then it became, well, we're both moms, but different stages of motherhood too.
It did start off that we were going to do a podcast about taste testing.
Oh yeah,
throughout the valley.
That's right. That is right. Yeah, we wanted to taste different things, which we still might.
Yeah, but I really like the idea of tasting all the different donuts and pizzas, and I don't know if my waistline could handle that.
That's the one thing that would make me fearful. I think we'd have to do it like all in one day.
Oh my
then,
gosh.
Like water fast
okay.
after.
Do you know, I have a theory about weight gain, weight loss, calories, and all of that. And if you are a nutritionist or like a doctor, feel free to say I'm wrong because I made this up in my head. I'm a woman that was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s and 90s. I promise you, there's a lot of weight issues that happen in my life. And so I grew up with the mom and aunts who ate grapefruit and were always on a diet. And I can't say that I've had a tremendous amount of dieting experience in my life, but I've always been known to be conscientious about what I eat and what I do. So anyway, you know, over the years, we've gone through where, you know, I've had babies and I weighed more than I didn't weigh and all of that. I came up with this theory that if you're going to eat a lot of calories, do it in one day. Like your body is only built to accept so many calories in a day. Now, I don't want to tell you what the repercussions will be. I'm just saying that if you normally eat, you know, 2,000 calories, if you suddenly ate 7,000, I just don't think your body can absorb 7,000 calories. So go for it. Do it all at one time. And then I'm assuming it just all comes out the other end. Your body can't possibly store all that, right?
Well, that or you might end up with a severe stomach ache, but I like your theory on it. And it is kind of...
So yes, all in one day. Let's test everything.
Okay. Well, it is kind of what we'll do in our household, though. Like we try to eat pretty... I don't even know like if healthy is the word, but we try to eat pretty good during the week. And I try to make dinner at home.
I hate to even use the word good and bad because I know that's super triggering to people. And that's just the vocabulary I know. It's not my judgment of the food. It's the vocabulary I was given.
Well, and there's so much diet culture and so much of what we're fed on social media. And I'll tell you, my For You page has a lot of different, I don't even want to say diets, but nutrition tips or meal plan tips or eating tips.
Well, so we've been talking about that a lot recently with the new medicines that have come out for weight loss. And there's been a lot of videos 2 and 4 on social media And I sent Jennifer a TikTok the other day that talked about health or working out and eating good and eating healthy is also super toxic or also contributing to my, that I just can't achieve those standards. I can't manage to, okay, I'm going to own this. I can't do 75 hard. Do you know how many times I have tried that? And I try hard.
I've tried several times. So, I mean, don't beat yourself up over it because you don't want to know how many times I've started stopped.
I sit here and I know all the reasons why I can't do it. I have a real life. I'm a mom. There are days where time is not my own and I can't carve out even 30 minutes. That is a lie. When people say, oh, well, there's 24 hours in a day. We all have the same 24 hours. No, we don't. You don't have that 13-year-old who just had a mental breakdown who needs to tell you all about whatever the problem is for an hour and a half. And that is an hour and a half of my life that I cannot get back, but it's an hour and a half that he deserved. And so no, we don't all have the same 24 hours. Mine is ruled by other things sometimes, and so are many other people's. But if you've ever been in those 75 hard groups, they sit there and say, well, we all have the same 24 hours. You must not be hard up. This just isn't the right season of life for you. Well, maybe it's not, but when is it going to be the right season of life? And are you saying that you're better because of, I take it so personally. So anyway, I don't know how we got on that tangent of diet culture, but
because we were talking about if we wanted to taste test foods, but I do agree with that because when Friday rolls around or Saturday, we're tired from the end of the week. And that's typically the night we're either going to eat out or order pizza or whatever.
And it's okay.
And it's fine. And we're actually recording this on a Friday afternoon. And that was running across my mind is that I didn't make a plan for dinner tonight. My husband
You'd
will
be
not
so proud
be
of
home.
Me. I have a plan for dinner tonight. I was going through my fridge last night and there's a lot of leftovers. That's what we're having.
Oh, see. And now sometimes what I'll do is like cook Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll do leftovers because I do hate wasting.
Yeah,
and
me too.
We're okay with leftovers. I know some families don't do leftovers.
I don't get that.
But then Friday is kind of the day where I was honestly thinking, like, I'm probably going to text the kids and say, what do you want?
Did we have the conversation about ingredient versus meal households?
No.
Okay, I didn't know this was a thing because I come from a meal household. I didn't know there was such thing as an ingredient household. So it's a thing I've seen on TikTok, and I didn't really understand it, and it was explained to me recently. And I mentioned it to my husband. We both come from the same kind of household, so for us it wasn't weird. And there's another one, too, that Sean and I had talked about. But a meal household means when I say we're having chicken for dinner, I also mean whatever sides we're having. But the main dish is chicken, and then there's sides that go with it. Some people, when they say they're having chicken for dinner, that is literally the only thing they're going to serve. So the thing on TikTok was that, you know, the wife was from an ingredient household and the husband was from a meal household. So when the wife said, we're having garlic bread for dinner, the husband assumed there were other things with the garlic bread. But no, in fact, it was just garlic bread for
dinner. So what's the ingredient household?
Like the just one item that when you say we're having chicken, we're literally just having chicken.
Oh, no, we were a meal household.
Same.
My mom, chicken was a staple a lot, but there was green beans, there was corn, there was always sides. And my mom, and maybe that's why I'm that way, my mom did a lot of chicken, but she always made sure there was like green on the plate, whether it was green beans or like peas with something or whatever, or a salad. And then I felt like she always did a starch too. So I always try to balance my kids' plate like that.
That's a very Midwestern thing to do. So I grew up, we had a meat, potato, and veggies. Now the potato could have been rice, but it was always like meat, potatoes, and veggies. And my husband was the same way. And when I first met him, I'm like, okay, I don't actually want to eat like this all the time. I actually could be an ingredient person. I like to just eat one thing. But I did come from a meal household. I prepare things like meals. Okay, so here's the other one. Okay, what was the other one? Oh, you come from an appetizer and drink family, or we just drink water at the restaurant family?
Oh, well, okay. So we didn't really have like soda per se. We actually didn't eat out a lot as kids. I
no,
mean, my
we
parents
never did.
Had me at 20 years old. They did not have money to be taking us out. So when we would go out, like soda was a big treat. I mean, probably not till we were like maybe preteens, so we were water. And I think they always did water too, because that was just the cheapest.
But what do you do now, though?
But now I let my kids do that. Like, okay, fine, order the spray. Or they like to order those fancy lemonades, like if they have raspberry lemonade or, you know, or they do that. So I kind of let them, because I'm like, okay, it's a treat. We're out. Uh-huh. But a lot of times at the dinner table, it's water.
Yeah. Oh, my kids don't drink that much. They're so weird. So I definitely grew up in the household that we split meals. We only got waters. There for sure was no appetizers, no dessert at all. And my husband and I were like that when we were first together. And then when we had our first two kids, we were like that. There was no soda. And by the way, I did call it pop growing up.
Oh, I know. I was going to say Kurt's from the Midwest. So
yeah, I think they call it pop here in Idaho, actually.
Do they?
Yeah.
I think I always say soda. But well, I think like so delicious. So
there's so many Californians here. And I think in Utah, they maybe say soda. But I think like native Idahoans say pop. We'd love to hear which is the right answer because I don't know. I grew up saying pop. I moved to California. I learned to say soda. Anyway, so with my two older sons, it was water only. For sure, no dessert. And they split a meal every single time. I don't know why we were so cheap. I mean, it wasn't like we needed to be.
A lot of times, though, now we still do it. Like, the girls and I, okay, so Kurt travels a lot. Like, Monday through Friday, he's typically gone. And then sometimes, because he travels internationally, there's weekends he's gone. And I don't remember for what, but they wanted to go to Cheesecake Factory. And we all like the same thing there. Mm-hmm. And we get one and the three of us eat it. And sometimes they're still left over. So I don't even think it's necessarily that I'm cheap. I think it's just...
It's so much food.
So much food.
Do you remember... I don't even know if they have them in Idaho. Do you remember Claim Jumper?
Yes.
Do you remember how much food they would give? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Those were massive.
Sorry for Idaho people if there's no Claim Jumper here. I don't even know if it's a restaurant that exists anymore, but
they closed the one in like where I lived. I lived in North San Diego and there was one. It was literally right across from
my work. There was one in La Mesa too, because that's the one I would go to after
work. Carlsbad was ours and they closed that.
Okay. There's still one in Rancho Cucamonga.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. Little California tangent there. Yeah. But
the portions were crazy.
You could always share.
So I'd order a kid's meal when I would go there.
Oh,
because
I never
it was
did that.
So massive. So I worked at this small food company and they were across the street and we would all get kids meals for lunch because the kids meals were like $5.99 and our options across the street from the place we worked at the time were McDonald's, Claim Jumpers, or Marie Callender's.
Oh, lovely.
So Claim Jumpers was our thing. And we'd get the kids meals and they were huge.
And their food's pretty good.
Yeah.
So as my kids have grown up, and then now we have two kids still at home, we allow soda every time now, and we don't still do appetizers, but we do let the kids get their own meals. Because one day my husband was like, no, they need to share. I looked at him, I said, no, they're big enough. They can eat their own meal. I think it was because when Alex and Adam were little, they actually weren't very big eaters. Even splitting a meal was too much a lot of times. And now, oh my gosh, they eat a lot.
Well, and I have girls and they don't eat a ton, but it depends on where we are. Like if it's Texas Roadhouse, they love fried pickles. So we always let them get it, but they will share a meal. So I'm like, okay, fine. Appetizer and sharing a meal kind of balances.
So you have to go to our Instagram and tell us first, are you an ingredient household or a meal household? And then we'll have another one that says, are you a appetizer, dessert, and soda family, or are you a water only, no dessert family? And now I'll tell you, so my older son got married and the girl he married came from an appetizer, dessert, soda family. My son, my oldest son, came from a water and no dessert ever family. He has changed his ways and I'm sure he likes it better, but I think that was like a marriage reality for him when he first got married. So those are things I didn't think about because my husband and I were the same.
We never were a big dessert family when I was a kid either. Like if we went over to someone's house, like there was a couple, oddly enough, their son, who I used to babysit, he actually moved to the Treasure Valley. He's a dentist here now. But when we would go to their house, we'd always get dessert because the dad of the family made these homemade brownies that Yum. Were amazing. And he made homemade ice cream. So we would love the Pulsifers. We'd love to go to the Pulsifers because we knew that there was homemade brownies and homemade ice cream. And because we weren't a dessert family, it was like a treat.
Right, right.
So it was just a childhood memory.
We never, well, we had dessert. Like my mom would make dessert sometimes. You know, actually though, this is a weird thing, and I didn't know it was weird till I met my husband. We had snack every night at 8 o'clock. So we
snack.
Okay, so we would have dinner. We'd clean up the kitchen. I think we had dinner at 5 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, we had to have our pajamas on, and then it was time for snack. And sometimes it'd be ice cream, sometimes it'd be Jell-O, popcorn, pudding, whatever my mom had. But we had snack every night at 8 o'clock. I actually forgot about that.
How funny. We used to get a lot of popcorn because my dad loves popcorn still to this day.
And I do too.
Air popper.
Oh,
so
but was it good in an air popper?
Yes, because my mom would melt butter and put it over it.
See, I only grew up eating popcorn on the stove. Pan.
Yeah, she makes it that way, and sometimes she'll pull it out. She still has, like, original, I don't know, kettle, pot, whatever you call it, that my grandfather used to make popcorn in, and she got that when he passed. And so it's kind of fun. Sometimes she'll pull that out, but of course she'd always melt, like, melt butter and mm-hmm. make it super yummy.
We've only ever made it on the stove. We actually had a popcorn pot until recently because it ruins all your pots. But we bought a popcorn maker for our little movie room down in our basement. So
ooh, that makes good popcorn.
It makes very good and definitely not healthy popcorn. It's so delicious.
Well, you know what I've said at this point? I'm like a half crunchy mom. Like, I'm going to try to make good choices. I buy a lot of, like, organic at Costco.
You're the trail mix mom.
Well, and so then Jillian has, M&Ms. She has, like, a few health issues. We really have to be careful on, like, different meats and dairies mm-hmm. that she eats and stuff. But there's also, like, when we're out at a restaurant, yeah, go ahead, get the soda. I don't care. It's not going to kill them. And here's what I have found too, just from having friends where they were in a totally sheltered household, like, they're going to leave your house eventually. Yeah. They're going to go to college.
Oh,
and if you don't let them have choices, they're going to go crazy. So just let them have a few choices.
My kids had choices, and I promise you, I'm not proud of their choices now. My son just moved into the dorms and came home. I don't know why he felt like he needed to come home and eat. He's got a meal plan. He gets lots of food in the dorms. And he came home. He's like, oh, I'll come home and eat. And I'm thinking, oh, I didn't cook anything, so I don't know what you're going to eat. I came home and he was eating taquitos and a chicken bake. And he thought it was the greatest meal ever. I thought, well, you could have got a free meal in the dorms. You're wasting all my snacks at home.
Yeah, that's hard. No, I figure you have to let him have some. We don't do a ton of fast food, but when we're on a road trip, I've done the whole thing where, like, we make all the sandwiches and I pack all these healthy snacks. And you know what happens? We stop somewhere, they want food, and then I have this cooler full of food we didn't eat.
Right.
And so it's just, I'm like half and half.
So now I guess the next question, I've never heard this question before, but are your kids a meal kid or a snack kid? Do your kids want a meal or do they want snacks? Because I have both.
I have both.
Yeah.
I have one who would rather snack.
Yeah.
And then I have one who, so it is funny, we did a road trip. Gosh, we're going to a cheer competition. And one wanted to get out of the car and sit in a restaurant because she does not like eating in the car. She likes to have her sauce.
My kids don't like to eat in the car either.
Yeah, she likes to have the whole... Where the other one just wanted to stay in the car. Like, why can't we just eat in the car and keep driving and get to the destination?
Right.
And we had my parents, like, caravanning with us. And so my dad is, like, cool, calm, and collective and, like, mellowed the situation because, of course, I'm ordering food and those two are arguing about, why can't you just eat in the car? Why do you have to sit here? And, you know, so, of course, my dad's like, oh, he always takes the blame. Well, Papa had to stretch his legs had to get out and use the restroom.
My stepdad is like that. He and my mom, too. They will definitely try to keep the peace and take all the blame.
Yeah,
I think that's really sweet.
He diffused the situation, but... Yeah, I mean, it is interesting, right? They have such different personalities. And my husband and I are the same way because we try to do a few trips without the kids a year. And sometimes we drive. And, you know, we're to the point now in our lives. I think before when you're, like, young, you're always in a hurry. You just want to get there. Mm-hmm. Where now it's like,
let's just stop, sit,
eat. Like, what is the difference whether you get there 1 hour from now or 2 hours? You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, I agree with you about that. I think that taking a road trip is a special kind of parenting that
you can
have all the great intentions, but honestly, you get on that road and, you know, the first gas station, the bathroom's gross. The second gas station, everybody's starving. And then we're all eating Doritos and Cheetos.
Well, and that's exactly what happens because we travel to softball tournaments. We travel to cheer competitions. And I've done it both ways where I've completely packed a cooler. We're only going to eat out of this cooler. And then here's the other thing that happens. You think you're going to have all this great food all weekend on the softball field, but then you've got the family that's running and getting burritos mm-hmm. or tacos or ordering a pizza. And then your kid's looking at you like, so I have to eat this sandwich when right. they're all having pizza and burrito. And so you're just going, okay, whatever.
For, you know, when we used to have a cabin in the mountains and we would go up really frequently. Do you know when people ask me for recommendations for food in that town? I do not know, because I would pack up 17 bags of groceries and I would cook every meal that we had up there. And I enjoyed it. I do enjoy cooking. And then and towards the end, I started just grocery shopping when I would get there. But we never ate out. I honestly can't give you any restaurant recommendations. I can give you the Taco Bell. That's where we would eat sometimes. But that was it. We never ate at any of the restaurants.
It was kind of like going to the river for us as kids. And even with my kids, when we lived in California, it was a 3-hour drive. Actually, Kurt and I got it down to a science. We would leave at 7 at night so the kids would fall asleep so we wouldn't stop anywhere. And we'd drive 3 hours straight there. But we would grocery shop when we got there. So we didn't really eat out. And it was a small town. There weren't many choices. But then again, you get older. I don't know. Maybe you just get tired as a mom. And there's a few places in town you can eat out. And sometimes we would.
I'm to the point now where I'm not really interested in bringing all the food. That's just a lot of work. And honestly, if my husband went without me, he wasn't going to do the same thing. So why should I have to do it? It's my vacation, too.
Yeah, so. That's true. I mean, and I think when the kids were younger, we would do it because going to a restaurant with little kids, I mean, for moms of toddlers, that is a chore.
Oh,
I mean, you're up and down and only one person's going to eat the food while it's hot. So.
I think that is why we stopped eating out, is it was so hard to eat out with young children. In fact, I told my husband recently, when my two older ones were young, we did eat out a lot because his mom was still alive. And so we would go, like after church, we would go out to dinner. And on Friday nights, we would go out to dinner. But as we had more kids, it just became more difficult, more expensive. My two younger children, like, almost never eat out. I feel guilty. We go to a restaurant. I'm like, when was the last time we took them to something that wasn't fast food? Mm-hmm. We don't take them to sit down because a lot of times now, if it's time to go out, that's our date night. So we're not taking the kids with us. So
we're at the same point.
I do kind of feel a little bad about that, but they'll get over it. They'll be able to eat out plenty. Okay, so we just have a few minutes left. And so we have these cards. We got them. They're podcast cards. And I think it's supposed to help generate people, but I thought they were pretty funny. And so we're going to ask each other these.
Okay. Am I asking you this one?
Okay.
Okay. What is the most embarrassing music that you like to listen to?
Well, I wouldn't say that I listen to it anymore, but I've been known to like listen to my kids' music and then they get out of the car and I'm still listening to my kids' music. And I mean like the kind of music that I would let my toddler listen to. I would drop him off at daycare. So it wasn't like he was jumping out of the car listening to teeny music. He was listening to baby music. And then I would get in my car and sing it the rest of the way to work or whatever.
I've done it just not realizing, like when Frozen came out, oh my gosh, I don't know how many times we listened to the Frozen soundtrack.
But I like the Frozen soundtrack.
Well, that was the thing. It wasn't like terrible.
Right.
So they would be listening to it on the way to daycare. I drop them off and then I'm literally pulling in the work parking lot going, oh my gosh, I could have changed this like, you know, three exits ago.
So, and the other, I don't even know that it's embarrassing. I don't know that anybody else listens to it, but if I really need to get a lot of work done, like if I need to get in the deep work zone, I listen to the Hamilton soundtrack.
Okay, there you
go. And Berta laughs at me all the time. She's like, are you listening to Hamilton? But, and I can listen to it over and over, but that is like my deep work soundtrack.
Okay. Well, and it's funny because like the music we hear when we're at Orange Theory in the morning, like, I like it in there, but it's not music
I would pick to listen to
in my car.
Although sometimes
not that
they
I like it, but it's like it's so upbeat and it moves fast. And they really don't ever play a whole song. It's like parts of different
sometimes
songs.
Sometimes they play like they'll do like an 80s mix. I'm like, I'm back in junior high.
Yeah. Some of the coaches have some good mixes for sure.
I think it's because they know old people go early in the morning.
Probably true. I will say the music on Saturday morning was far different than what we get at 5 a.m. during the week.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. Although I think the time we went at Saturday morning, that was like an all out with Aoki.
Oh,
so it was
there you
the
go.
DJ that okay. had done it. So maybe that was why. Okay, so this question is for Jennifer. What is the best thing that you have ever had to eat?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. I like food, so I mean, there's a
okay,
lot of best things.
What's the worst thing you've ever had to eat then?
No, I mean, okay, the best thing. So if I go down to San Diego by the airport, it's kind of like a food hall similar to what we have here in Boise
in the warehouse.
they have these lobster rolls. Oh my gosh. I felt like it was the most just amazing lobster roll. And either that or when I'm in California, I want Mexican food for sure. Oh, but I could eat chips and guacamole like
anytime. There was a restaurant in Las Vegas. I don't even remember what it was. We were staying there. I don't even remember what hotel we were in. But we had the best dinner ever. I probably should have like made a mental note as to what food that was. It was really good. That's all I can remember. So Las Vegas has some really good food.
Yeah.
Do you watch that guy on TikTok, the food reviewer? He sits in like a Paw Patrol chair.
No.
Oh, I'll have to send those to you. Anyway, it's just a TikTok. A guy reviews mom and pop shops in Las Vegas. But I watch his show. I'm like, ooh, I want to try that food. Ooh, I want to try that food.
I do like a good steak dinner. Like if it's a good filet mignon, like I'm really good for that. So
do you want me to do that one for you?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, that's the next one.
Okay. I have another one for Jennifer. What kind of pajamas do you wear?
Oh, I'm so basic and plain. I like warm, cozy, matching jammies. Like I am that person. Actually, the pair you got me when I went to the pageant, those are my favorite. The t-shirt is like butter and the pants are super soft.
I don't know what brand they are, but they were from Millie Grace on Eagle Road.
Yeah, I love those. And then I got a pair from Zuzu Petals, that same thing. They've been washed so many times, but they're just so soft. I like jammies. I am not just like go to sleep in a t-shirt.
I'm super generic. My favorite pajamas are from Costco.
Oh, I do have a pair from Costco that I love too.
Yeah.
At Christmas, they always have like really soft jammies.
Like velvety ones.
I like jammies though. Like I'm also the person, it's rare, but if we get home and we don't have to go anywhere, I'm putting jammies on at 5 o'clock at night.
Even if I have to go somewhere, I sleep in my workout clothes.
I know I can't get over that.
But I get home and the first thing I do is put on my workout clothes. There's nowhere I can't go. Without workout, I mean, I won't go to networking with workout clothes on, but literally any of my kids' activities, I'll go in a sweatshirt and leggings.
Oh, I definitely will like change if I've been at meetings and stuff for the day. But on those nights that there's just nothing, which is so rare, it's like putting jammies on at 5 o'clock is so comfy.
I agree with you about that.
So I like good jammies. Okay, this question is for Julie. What is the most expensive thing you've ever bought or spent money on that was not a house or a car?
Well, a kid. Would be the number one. All four of them are the most expensive things I have ever owned. And hey, Alex, you're the most expensive I've ever owned. Oh, wait, maybe it was Adam. They're the two oldest ones, so they've had the most time to cost me a lot of money. No, but for real, the most expensive thing we've spent money on is a pool.
Us too. That's probably our most expensive adult purchase.
Well, a pool. Worth the money. For my kids, anyway. My kids like to swim. So, but truly, my kids, most expensive thing. Ever.
I know you don't think about it, like how much kids actually cost. My husband is in finance, so he keeps a pretty tight budget and knows where every penny goes. And sometimes we look at the month and we're like, our children are really expensive.
Well, we keep joking. We have these friends that didn't have any kids for a long time, and we kind of think we're in the same income bracket, and they seem rich.
Well, I'll tell you this. Okay, first I need to preface it by saying we love our children. Like have no regrets, but that we do have friends that don't have children. And we have joked. We're like, where would we live and what cars would we drive if we did not have children?
That's a good weekend discussion with my husband.
I mean,
next podcast, we're going to talk about what we would really think about though.
It's, I mean, the extracurriculars, just, I feel
extracurriculars.
Both kids are in braces right now. And I just feel like every time we turn around, and I will tell you though, so Cameron, she's our older daughter. She plays softball and she was so fixated on, she needed this bat, you know, she just needed a better bat. And I don't know, I was not an athlete, so it's not my wheelhouse, but my dad was like, you really should get her a good bat. My dad was an athlete. He played a lot of baseball and I don't know, something, the bat was tinging. He's like, yeah, she probably does need a new bat. Of course, the bat she wants, like $300 for a 13-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just like my husband, like, are we going to spend that kind of money on a bat? I don't know what the final bat total was because Kurt got it. Anyways, next tournament, she hits a home run. So I'm like, okay, I guess there was something to the bat. Like, I don't know. And then even the cheer stuff, like, you know, it's not regular tennis shoes. They're cheer shoes and just the uniforms and the makeup.
I was thinking about that the other day. My son is a cheerleader and I was watching the cheer performances and they did a sample performance at the BSU basketball game. And so I'm watching the basketball players and they all have different shoes. I was like, oh, they get to pick their, I don't know why I was watching it, but I was like, oh, they all have different shoes. Somebody had like pink shoes or red shoes or something like that. I'm like, oh, cool. They can wear what's comfortable for them. And then the cheerleaders came out and they're all wearing the same shoes. And I'm thinking, where did Adam get those shoes? Did they give those to him? Did I buy those for him? Am I going to have to buy him another pair? That was what I was thinking through the whole performance.
No, but I mean, there's so many little things that add up, or like, you know, just the braces. And then you go back and they're like, oh, they need phase two. And you're just, I just feel like every time we turn around, yeah, there is something to spend money on. Or like, I don't know about you, but when I was in sixth grade, we went to sixth grade camp.
I did.
Imagine that it cost my parents a ton of money, probably a couple $100.
I actually think I sold candy bars
to go to sixth grade camp. I don't even know that it cost my parents money. Jillian, on the other hand, oh, we're going to Panama.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, my kids have been.
We're making monthly payments on it.
We went to Camp Tamarack. Okay, so
we went to Camp Marston.
Oh, so for our next podcast, I think what we should do. So this is what we're going to do next time. I think we should talk about like crazy childhood stories, because I have a crazy childhood story from Camp Tamarack that I almost thought couldn't be a real memory. I went to Facebook recently and posted it and said, hey, guys, people I went to school with, is this a real memory? Did they really do this? And they did. So I have to.
Ooh, I have some crazy sixth grade camp stories,
okay,
too.
Okay, so I think we need to say, though, okay, that's going to be our next podcast. Okay, we are running short on time. We have hit the 30-minute mark. We have some more questions, so we'll have to save those for next time.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Let's, as always, continue the conversation on Instagram.
And don't forget to respond. Are you a meal family or a, what was it, meal family or
ingredient
family or a appetizer and drink and dessert family, or a no water, no drinks, no dessert family?
Yeah, we want to know. Thanks for listening with us.
Thank you for joining us. We will be releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and we would love for you to join us next week.
Follow us on Instagram at Jen and Julie Pod.